In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict the reaction of the human-animal hybrid American community to President Bush's challenge to them. But first, let me tell you all that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Amanda Gibson and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abbey. Now, panel, how will the human-animal hybrid American community finally respond to President Bush's condemnation in the State of the Union address? Charlie Pierce.
Well, Peter, reaction in the centaur community was mixed. The human front halves were very much opposed to the president's plan, but the equine back halves, long considered part of the president's natural base, were united in support.
Sue Ellicott.
Well, actually, they were just really glad to be publicly recognized, and they've all rushed off and signed lucrative Hollywood deals under a new talent agency run by Mr. Tumnus of Narnia.
And Tom Baudet.
They have stopped research on their swine lawyer hybrid, putting the future of the K Street lobby machine in great doubt.
And if anyone in the human-animal hybrid American community says any of these things, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much, Corva Coleman. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Sue Ellicott, and Tom Baudet. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.